HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. It's budget week this week. You know what that means? Actually, for the vast majority of us, it means nothing. For me, it means two frantic weeks of work trying to figure out all the jargon. And honestly, this is jargon that shouldn't exist anywhere out of a boardroom. But unfortunately, it does. And I have to sort of demystify what's happening in the budget. And I won't presume to do that for the entire union budget, but I can tell you what happened in the technology sector and how that affects you. Now, near the tail end of the budget, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said a single line. She said, some mobile phone parts will incur higher customs duty. They'll go up from 0 to 2.5%. And the fine print of this really means that there are certain parts that companies export in order to manufacture or assemble, as we call it, assemble mobile phones here. And they'll have to pay higher customs duties for that. Now, amongst these are things like printed circuit board assembly or PCBA and molded plastic for chargers and some other important elements. Now, I'll not bore you with what the actual hike in percentages is. You can find that out from the various articles we wrote on Mint. But I will tell you what a PCBA is because it's kind of interesting. You know how a customer care center often tells you what they need to replace? You know how a customer care center often tells you that they need to replace a motherboard? A motherboard is actually very common terminology that most of us have heard. Now, the motherboard is actually a finished product that's built on top of something called a printed circuit board or a PCB. A PCB is basically a very thin metallic board that has pathways built in so that electricity can flow within the board. What we call a motherboard is basically a bunch of components that has been fitted on top of this PCB. That includes things like your processor, your RAM, and so on and so forth. If you knew very old assembled computers, you would have known what motherboards look like. Of course, in phones, most people haven't seen the actual motherboard, and that's fine. So now the process of fitting these components on top of the PCB is what is called PCBA, that is printed circuit board assembly. And the technology and the machines required to do all of this is something that companies need to import into India and then assemble phones here. Not just phones, this is for pretty much every mobile product. You think about smart speakers, laptops and things like that. Molded plastic, on the other hand, is basically the housing of the charger. So if you think of the plastic layer on top of the charger, that's the molded plastic that we get. And there are other aspects of production that also will incur more duties. Now, why is the government doing this? There are two reasons, basically, and this is coming from industry experts. One, of course, is that the government wants more of these things to be produced in India. So by increasing duties, they're basically hoping that companies will start producing these things in India instead of importing them. On the other hand, companies shipped about 50 million smartphones in India in the fourth quarter of 2020 alone. So the country is shipping about 200 to 300 million smartphones in a year. And it's possible that the government thinks that they should earn some money from this. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't. They always do earn some money from this. But they're trying to optimize that in a way by putting these duties on them. For the government, it's sort of a win-win. You either start making in India, which in turn affects your economy, or you start paying more taxes, which also increases their revenues. Now, for the industry, the story is a little different. Some stakeholders have said that it will be quite a while before India has the capacity to do such manufacturing here. Now, what they are saying is that the government is trying to push people to make things here, but in reality, PCBAs are not being made here, and it's just not possible. In fact, the ICEA had asked for a separate PLI scheme on PCBAs a few months ago. It's not that the industry doesn't want to do it here, many people say that it's probably not possible at this point, which means that putting these taxes just increases their cost. And when costs go up, of course, prices have to go up. Now, the ICA actually wrote a letter to the Ministry of Electronics opposing this hike. They said that this is against the consultation that the government have had with the industry, and it's also against recommendations made by many experts. And that doesn't sit well with the industry. Now, the ICA is the India Cellular and Electronics Association. It has a lot of these electronics companies, including names like Apple and Foxconn and others. And these are the people who will feel the impact of this. But having said that, when we say that, you know, cost goes up, often what happens is industry also starts saying that, oh, we have to increase prices because this has been done or that has been done. But the truth is that the impact of this on your mobile phone prices is just about 0.5% or less. Which means that if you think about a phone that costs Rs. 10,000, the price is going up by Rs. 50, which doesn't make as big a difference to us, does it? And as Counterpoint analyst Tarun Prathak, who knows a little bit about the industry, at least more than me, as he told me, companies usually absorb such costs. They don't pass such little costs on to consumers. Prathak said that it's more likely that this will affect something like laptops and smart speakers, which also use these same components. Now, a big part of mobile phone manufacturing is already done in India. Yes, a lot of PCBAs are also in India. So, given that that happens, the cost impact is lower. But in laptops, only about 40% of laptops that we buy in India are actually manufactured here. And in smart speakers, well, over 90% are imported. Which means that the impact is much more on them. That doesn't mean that companies won't absorb the cost here. We'll have to wait and find out whether the prices go up. All of this is supposed to come into effect from this month only. So we should see the prices go up soon enough. But the fact remains that mobile phone prices may not go up, but overall consumer electronics industry might feel some impact. Because the industry has been under some pressure for a few months now. Raw material costs have gone up, there's been more demand, petrol prices have gone up, as a result, their transportation cost has gone up. In fact, ocean freight prices have gone up by about 3 times in the last 3 to 4 months. And that, of course, all of that adds to their cost. So yes, in the short term, they might have to increase prices, and that is why this matters to you, because you probably want to compare prices of the next product you buy to what it was about a few months ago, just to make the right decision. And even if prices do go up, they will stabilize in a few months. So maybe if you want to save some money, probably wait a few months.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertecker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.